We have some great information that's coming out of the Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White's office, and that does involve driving services and all the driving outlets for driver's license plates and stickers. Joining us on the phone is Media Relations Press Secretary for Secretary Jesse White, Henry Hout. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Tom. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to your listeners.
Well, it's very important information, and, you know, we've been dealing with restrictions and the lockdown and stay-at-home order since March, and that's put people in kind of a little bit of a concern about their driving privileges, and we've got some announcements that are may ease their worries a bit.
Absolutely. Secretary White announced today that we have extended the expirations on driver's licenses, ID cards, and license plate stickers until November 1st. So if you currently have an expired license or ID or license plate sticker, you do not need to rush into a driver services facility. You can still drive on the expired license, again, up until November 1st. And Secretary White also has been highlighting the fact that given the current heat wave that we're all facing, that he's suggesting, at least considering, delaying a visit to the facility since so much more time has been added to your expiration. And I would add one more point that if your license or your ID or your license plate sticker expires in July or August or September, you are also covered by that extension up until November 1st.
You know, so many people found themselves out of work and maybe not getting that, unemployment check right away. So money became a concern. This lifts a little bit of that burden off.
It would. That's an excellent point, Tom. And it gives people the peace of mind that they can still drive lawfully. They don't have to rush into a driver services facility. We are seeing heavy customer volume due to the fact that our facilities were closed mid-March up until June 1st due to the stay-at-home order. And we are doing everything in our capacity to service people as quickly as we can. But we do remind everyone of the November 1 extension, but if you're someone who absolutely has to come to a driver services facility, we ask that you please be patient, and due to social distancing, which limits the number of people in the facility at one time, we ask that you please come prepared to wait outside in various weather conditions.
I think one of the great things that, of course, we've all been accustomed to over the past few months is doing so much online, and all of these services are available online.
That's exactly right, Tom. That is a point Secretary White highlights every day. If you can conduct business online at www.cyberdriveillinois.com, you then avoid having to wait in line. So we strongly recommend people to consider doing business online. For instance, if you have a license plate sticker that's expired or expiring soon, that is something you absolutely can renew online. All you need is your registration number and your PIN, which you can find on your registration card, which most people keep in their vehicle's glove compartment. It's a very simple process, so we strongly recommend people consider going online. And in fact, we have seen a very significant increase in usage of online services. Just in the month of June, for instance, over 445,000 people renewed their license plate stickers, and that's a 110% increase from the month of June in 2019. So people are getting the message, they are renewing online, but we just want to remind your listeners it is another tool to renew your license and to be able to do it, or to renew your license plate sticker and to be able to do it from the comfort of your own home and not have to wait in line at a driver services facility.
And if nobody's ever utilized the online services before, what would that website be that they go to?
It's www.cyberdriveillinois.com.
That makes it easy, because there's an outside chance that maybe somebody hasn't taken a review of it. And if they go there, can they find out other information as well?
Absolutely. We have all kinds of information on the website that's very easy to find. For instance, if you're someone who has to come into a driver services facility because you want to renew your driver's license, for instance, we would ask that you go to our website first and consider using the pre-registration application. You can find it right on the main page directly underneath the search bar. It's DL/ID card renewal pre-registration, and this speeds up your process when you're at the facility. It allows you to enter in information from your own home on our website, so when you come into the facility and you get to the public service representative at the counter, they do not have to enter all that information in because you've already done so and it's populated into your file. We estimate it saves at least a few minutes per customer, so imagine if every single customer used this application, it would definitely speed up the process for everyone.
Once again, we're on the phone with Media Relations Press Secretary for Jesse White, State Illinois Secretary Henry Houghton. Certainly appreciate the time. Now, some people may be getting their license for the first time or perhaps need to renew it through a drive test. What's the availability and precautions of that, Henry?
Yes. And you would reference people who who want to apply for a driver's license for the first time. If you're someone who has never had a driver's license and you need to apply for one or you want to apply for one, we would ask that you come to the driver services facility. And again, please be patient due to the heavy customer volume that we're seeing. But we are doing everything within our power to provide the drive test in a manner that protects both you and also our employees. Our employees will be wearing masks, and those who conduct the drive test are also wearing a shield. We are also going to cover the seats in the vehicle with disposable plastic that we will discard after each drive as another way to protect our customers and also our employees, and we take that very seriously. If you're someone who's coming to renew your driver's license, again, I would remind you that you do have an extension that takes your expiration date until November 1st, so you don't necessarily have to rush into a facility today, particularly with the heat wave that we're experiencing.
And all the facilities, well, they've been closed, since March. Are we back up to all facilities open back to their normal hours and days?
Yes, all the facilities are open. We reopened on June 2nd statewide, and most of our driver services facilities are Tuesday through Saturday services, and I know that's the services that they provide in Sterling and in the area. So that is something that we're proud to be able and pleased to be able to offer to our residents, that we are open and we are conducting business. Again, reminding people, though, a lot of our services can be done online, and it's something to consider.
And Henry, you've been with Secretary Jesse White since the beginning, and that must be quite an experience for you.
It has been an amazing experience for me. Secretary White is a fantastic individual. He has a tremendous character. He is he's a great leader. I mean, this is someone who served in the U.S. military not once, not twice, but three times. He served in the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne Division. He is someone who also is well known for having founded the Jesse White Tumbling Team 60 years ago as a way to help guide at-risk youth and to give them good, guidance so that they have the ability to do great things in their lives. And he's helped so many people along the way. And as Secretary of State, one of the things he's done that we're all so proud of is Illinois has one of the best graduated driver licensing programs in the nation, which focuses on protecting teen drivers, which in my mind fits perfectly with Secretary White's background, given all that he's done for children, in that we've seen a decrease in teen driving deaths by over 60% due to Secretary White's changes to the graduated driver licensing program. And that is something that we all take great pride in.
Wow, that's fantastic, and certainly appreciate him, and thank the secretary as well, and for all these considerations and putting together this extension, and thinking of the people that are out there a little bit worried about things in the future right now.
Yeah, we want to provide our services in the best way we possibly can to our customers. We want to do it in a way that they feel safe. We want to do it in a way where it's a not only effective, but as convenient as possible, but being mindful of the fact that given the requirements for social distancing, it is a unique challenge that we're all facing. And it's important that we be creative, and the extensions for licenses, ID cards, and license plate stickers until November 1st certainly is a way to help individuals know that they're driving lawfully, and that they don't necessarily have to rush into a facility right away, that they have plenty of time, and to certainly consider delaying their visit if it's as hot out as it has been the last few days.
And Henry, that online website, let's put that out there one more time as well.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's www.cyberdriveillinois.com. And all the information you need is on that website. It's another way that we can service our customers and do so in a way where they can conduct business from the comfort of their own home, as opposed to waiting in line at a driver services facility.
Well, this is great information. I'm sure everybody is going to take advantage of it and be relieved as well, sir.
Well, wonderful. And I appreciate the opportunity to reach your listeners and to share this information with them. And I thank you very much, Tom.
Absolutely. Again, great information there from Henry Hout. He is Media Relations Press Secretary with the Illinois Secretary of State, Jesse White's office.